We're being joined now by Melcher Dallas baseball coach Pat Ferguson on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA, this interview powered by Hy-Vee. Well, Coach, let's take a little bit of a recap of the Saints baseball season this year, which, I'm glad to say was a little bit better than it has been in years past. What was your thoughts on how things went this summer?
Yeah, I thought we had a good season. Last couple of years, I think we've won 2 games and 4 games. And, this year we went 8-10. I saw much improvement from almost every player that was on the team, which is great. We go into next year only losing one senior. So there's no reason why we can't be competitive again next year with what we have coming back. And, we do have a couple of young kids that are coming up that, could fill some spots somewhere. But I feel good with where we're at. And sat down with my assistant coach at the beginning of the year, and we predicted 8 wins. And, well, that's what we got. I think we would have got a 9th one if we'd have played Mormon Trail that last night. But there were some communication issues that we had to cancel the game. But, 8-10, much better than it's been in the past.
Well, you told me throughout the season that you have guys that, want to be there and want to be competitive, just not go through the motions. How important was that to know that, I've got guys here that are wanting to be here and are committed to this this season?
Well, I think that's huge, just to want to. In the past, I've had a handful of guys maybe that wanted to be there. I can say this year, we started the year off with 17 kids, and by the end of the year, we ended with 12. So that shows me that those 12 wanted to be there. Obviously I can only put 9 guys out on the field at a time. So there's still 3 guys sitting on the bench, and they showed up every day and they wanted to get better. And I don't know why they wouldn't go out next year, things like that. So the 1-2 is huge for us. If we go out and actually care, it sounds weird to say that they should actually have to, play a competitive game and care. But, sometimes we just get in that mood of we think we can just go through the motions and everything's going to be all right. And that doesn't usually work out too well for us. But if we show up with a little bit of an attitude, have fun, and that 1-2 and that caring in us, we can compete with a lot of good teams around, in our conference and, and obviously non-conference games. So, but like you said, that's just huge for them to actually want to be there and care and want to get better.
As you look at the season, what was some of the a highlight or two that you can look back on kind of be proud of?
Well, I think the one thing that we can be proud of is the way we battled with Twin Cedars. They got us the first time, which I don't understand. They beat us like 11-2. They handled us, and they had like 3 or 4 starters gone. And so I thought at the beginning of the game, I thought, hey, 3 or 4 starters gone, we got a shot here. And they just beat the crap out of us. And then we play them, twice again later in the year, and all their starters are back except for Dallas Smith. He was out for the entire season after an injury. And we beat them in the Molten Udell tournament, and then we battled them at their place, and we lost in the bottom of the 7th, So I think beating them and just competing with them, because they're a good baseball team. And it showed our kids that, hey, if we do the things that we talk about, limit our errors, throw strikes, put the ball in play, you can compete with a lot of people here in the Bluegrass Conference. So I think that was one thing. What was the win against Twin Cedars really boosted some spirits. And just our team camaraderie was so much better this year. They before games, they would joke around with each other like I've never heard a team do. But, when their back was up against the wall, they were the first one there to support their teammates. And that's huge. If you know that your team has your back no matter what, it makes things enjoyable. It makes things fun to watch. And they were a great bunch of kids to be around this year. And, with some of the stuff that I've been going through in my personal life the last couple of years, it was so much fun going to the ballpark this year. And I don't think those guys realize how much I appreciate them, even though I tell them all the time that, that I love them and I care for them and I do anything for them. So they boosted my spirits back quite a bit. And again, obviously winning helps. So they got on board a little bit, and, we had some good runs.
Talking to Pat Ferguson, Melcher Dallas baseball coach on KNIA on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. You know, maybe go back to, that want to be there. But, you were competitive with a lot of your teams this year. Is next year maybe, okay, we're competitive with these teams. Let's go out and beat these teams that we may have lost to by a run or two this year.
Yeah, absolutely. They know that they can play with them. Some of the better teams in the conference, ACA, we lost a close game at their place. I think it ended up being 7-4 or 8-4, something like that. But we had the lead late. And, sometimes like what we like to do is have one bad inning that really sinks us. But they know that they were in the game. Again, I mentioned Twin Cedars, good baseball team, and they've got a lot of their players back next year. So why can't we compete with them again? Moravia, they're a good team. Moravia is a very good team, and I think they're going to be good for years to come. But again, it's a game that we played down at their place. We were up in like the third or fourth inning. And then, we had that one bad inning where next thing, we let up six and our guys hang our heads a little bit, but they didn't do that as much this year of just quitting, just giving up. Because in the past, in a lot of our male athletic sports at Melcher, is if we get down, we just quit. We just give up. And I didn't see that this year in the baseball team. They stuck by each other's side. We always said, don't worry about the score. Don't worry about the score. Go out and play the game. Go one pitch at a time, one inning at a time, and let's just see what happens. And I think they did a great job of that this year. Again, like you said, the 1-2, and they know next year that everybody's back. The one senior we had, he started off the year starting, and then someone took his spot, so he didn't play a whole lot of varsity. So I'm back with my starting nine for sure. And like you said, why can't we compete with some of those other teams? And some of the games that we lost to Murray 3-0 early in the year. That's a game I'd like to have back because I think, they got us early in the year when we weren't, doing our best, playing our best ball. And they might say the same thing too, but we hit the ball hard at them and they just made plays. And I remember talking to their third baseman. He's like, I've never made this many plays before in my life. It's like, okay, really? You had to make them against us. Come on, man. But there were several games out there that, we played well. And, a break goes our way or a bounce goes our way, and we win the game. But we will find a way to get over the hump next year.
What is the message going forward besides play your other sports, until you get to baseball? What is the message of maybe, okay, here's what you can do to get a little bit better at baseball? Because, even though they're playing football, basketball, track and field, whatever, you would love to see them maybe take a couple times a week and just pick up a baseball or a glove or a bat at some point.
Well, our assistant coach has a shed at his house with, pitching machine and a mound and all that. So that's definitely going to be one of the things I push for. I understand that it's football season. I understand that it's basketball season, but what about like on a Saturday or Sunday, just going out, taking 40, 50 cuts or throwing, 30 pitches off a mound. So I'm going to push that right when we get back to school. But the other thing that I'm going to stress, and I've been stressing it my entire life, is the weight room. Just get to the weight room. Get bigger and stronger. It's going to help you in every single sport. It's going to help you in your overall health in life. But obviously, it's going to help you in baseball. They just don't understand the importance of weight training. And that's bothered me since day one here. We do have some kids that are dedicated to the weight room. But you need to have 10, 12, 15 kids up there because, our starting catcher, Reese Chibata, not a big fan of the weight room, but he's also the starting quarterback. He's also a starter in basketball. Understand that weightlifting is going to help you in every aspect in every sport. If we could just get our kids to buy in and understand the importance of the weight room, I think that would be huge. So those are going to be the two things I push. Get out to Coach Cox's, hit, throw, and get your butt up into the weight room.
All right. Well, Coach, enjoyed the time this year, and we'll look forward to next summer.
Absolutely, sir. It's always a pleasure.
That's Pat Ferguson, Melcher Dallas baseball coach. We'll be back for more right after this on KNIA.